everyone, welcome back to the Dominican Star Podcast. I'm your host, Betsy Carreño, and I am very excited to be back yet again. I know it's February, okay? I just want to start off with this. I know that it's February, and I know that it's cold, but does it have to be this cold? No, it doesn't. Like, why? My hands are dry, okay? My fingers are turning red when I go outside, okay? The wind hits, and I always tell everyone that it just got colder because it's the wind. And then they're like, no, it didn't. It's just the wind. Shut up. It got colder. Okay? It's colder. It got colder. I would say I want it to be summer, but I also don't really like the heat because I hate sweating and feeling sticky, and then, like, you just get irritated. And so, you know what? Fall is definitely for the win for me. Anyway, the paper just got out, by the way. It went out on Wednesday or last week, or, you know, whenever you're watching this. The paper is out Wednesday the 19th, okay, February the 19th. It came out, so you should definitely go grab your copy. Definitely go read. You know, you can also read online, so go do that. Go cut your paper. So I think I'm just going to get started into my segment, and then we're going to go into the topic. So, the current book that I'm reading. So, last time that I was recording, I was reading the book of I completely forgot the title, but it's like, Oh, You're in the Life of Relaxation or something like that. And I was reading that book. I never finished it. I don't want to lie. I never finished it. Not because I didn't want to, but because, so before I started that book, I started the book that I'm going to be, that I'm reading right now, okay, in December. And, but, so I stopped reading the book that I'm currently reading now, again, because it was for a book club, except it was, like, gonna be between a couple of girls that I know and me, and it kind of fell through. So we never actually ended up meeting for a book club, which, by the way, if you want to start a book club and invite me, please do so, because I would love that. But, so, I have the copy of the book. I started reading the book up until, like, a third in, or maybe a fourth. I'm probably exaggerating. And then I just kind of, like, stopped. But it's a romance book. It's a rom-com. So this is a book that I'm currently reading. It's called Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. And I haven't read the book, and I've heard really good things about it. And I love reading rom-coms. Like, you don't understand. I'm, like, giggling and laughing, and my feet are kicking, and I'm gasping. And which is why I don't like reading in public, because people look at me and I'm just like, oh my god, and like I'm smiling and I'm giggling and I'm like, oh, this is great, like, oh. So that's kind of why I don't read in public. But I retook the book because it was getting a little embarrassing that I had two books and both were just started, and both were like a third or a fourth in, basically. So I'm gonna read, I'm gonna finish Just for the Summer, and then hopefully I will start reading the other book and finish it as well. So yeah, that's kind of my book segment. And I guess we'll start in getting into the topic, which is about spring break, because hello, it's coming up so soon. I didn't even realize up until someone told me that it was going to be in the first week of March. And I got really surprised by that, because it's usually like the second or third week. Not that I'm complaining, honestly. But yeah, it's coming up so soon. And because I haven't been thinking about it, I have to consider, like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do during spring break? Am I gonna work off spring break? Probably. But also, let's not just do that. Let's not just work, okay? So I wrote a list, okay? As a classical me, I wrote a list of things you can do. And now I'm gonna share this list with you. So let's get started. The first thing you can do on a spring break, which is very typical, is go on a trip. Now, there is flaws in this plan, because you can go on the trip, but how are you gonna pay for it? Like, that, see, there's like a little bit of flaws. Like, you can go somewhere hot though, you know, go to the beach, because it's freezing in Chicago. But yeah, you can go on a trip, go with friends, go by yourself. You know what, though? I feel like spring break is a lot about going out with friends. So I would probably go on a trip with my friends if I decided to plan a trip, which I'm not. So you can go on a trip. The second thing I have is to read a book. Just read. You can do a read-a-thon if you want. you can decide to read for a whole day and see how many books you read in a day. I don't know. I might do that. That sounds fun, actually, now that I'm saying it. Next thing is you can visit new restaurants or cafes. So I realized that me and my friend would always end up going to like the same like coffee shop, and we just wouldn't like we wouldn't circle. Like I think we have like a good like two or three, and we don't circle out from those two or three. They're all located in Oak Park, but we don't reach out. We're just centered in those three. And we're like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling a bagel. So like this place? I'm like, yeah. So yeah, I think visiting new restaurants or cafes is definitely something to do. And then also like for restaurants, I hate when people ask me for restaurant recommendations because I never have any. Like nothing new, basically. My cousin came, like for example, my cousin came, right? He came on a trip. He was visiting, and him and his friend were gonna go out to eat, and I was at school, right? Well, on campus, and he texted me and he's like, hey, like what's a good like place to eat like around where you live, right? And I literally started spacing out, and I was like, and I told him like, well, I've heard this place is good, and then I told him I've been to this place as well. Like I only gave him two places, and one of them I hadn't even gone to, and it was just getting a little sad. So visit new restaurants or cafes. Do it for me, please, 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 please. Anyway, the next item I have is to do a self-care day. So basically like bubble bath, okay? Like a bath bomb? Is that, yeah, okay. A bath bomb, a bubble bath, if you will. Light up candles, okay? Do your skincare. Do the everything shower, okay? If you know, you know. Do the everything shower. Stay hydrated and then just eat like really yummy like nutrition-based foods that will fill you up, okay? Which, by the way, I hate the whole concept of like, I can't eat a cookie because it's unhealthy. Shut up. Eat the cookie. It's fine. Like, if obviously if the only thing you're eating are cookies, then you know we might be heading into a wrong path there. But eat the cookie. It's okay. Eat two or three if you want. Anyway, that's another topic for another day. But yeah, having a self-care day. You know, doing the whole thing, putting on lotion. Oh my god, I love putting on lotion. It's such a hassle though. Like, I love it and I hate it. Like, every time that I take a shower and I have to put on lotion after my shower to like moisturize my skin, I hate doing it because I do it like so. Like, I take like a good like 10, like 5 minutes. I was gonna say 10, but that's exaggerating. I take a good like 5 minutes to put like lotion on, and then I just like I know it's like time consuming for me at least, but it feels so nice after. I'm like, oh, it feels so great. So yeah, I would do a self-care day. Do the face mask, please. Next is, I mean, it kind of goes along with the self-care day, but I put to go outside. And what I mean by this, because I know I'm also talking about how cold it is, because it is really cold. What I mean by going outside is if during spring break it isn't as cold, get out of the house is what I mean. Like don't just rot, okay? Don't just bed rot. Like get out of the house, go on a walk, go walk your dog. I would say go walk your cat, but my cats hate. Well, one of them hates going outside. Like she will run the other way if the door is open. My second cat won't run the other way. He will run toward the door. He will probably ran out. Like he's very curious. Anyway, yeah, that's what I mean by going outside. Go on a walk. Just feeling like the fresh air hit your face. I know it's probably cold freezing fresh air, but even if it's like to go out, like to just go on like to the store or something, like just go outside. It's nice being in nature too. So pick a day where it's not that cold. Bundle up, okay? Layers. I want to see layers. I'm wearing layers right now, and I was telling someone at the office that I work in that if I took off my first layer, I would have a second outfit on, like in my second layer, because it got to that point. Because it's cold, it is really cold. Anyway, so this is kind of the opposite of going outside, but catching up on shows and movies. I'm not a really like, see, I'm like noticing these things about me, but once I find something I like, I don't like to branch out from there. I just kind of stick to what I know. I don't really move on from like those certain things, and I do this with everything usually. And it wasn't until like a couple years ago that I started thinking like, huh, maybe I should try new things. Like, yes, I know what I like, but maybe we should try new things just in case, you know? But like what I also realized, like for example, I love a latte, okay? I love caramel lattes specifically. I will write like sonnets for caramel lattes. And if they're salted caramel, I love them even more, okay? And I always drink them with almond milk. Like whatever drink I order, it's always with almond milk, okay? I know this. Like every time I go to a cafe and I want to try it out, the best way for me to try it out the first time is to order a caramel latte with almond milk. I don't care if it's hot or iced. That just depends on my mood. But it always sticks to the same thing. And I got to the point where one of the cafes that I literally go to probably like once a month, they like know me now because I've been going there for like 2 years. Like I'm a customer, okay? And the owner of the cafe, she already knows. Like she'll literally be like, the caramel latte? And I'm like, yeah. And then she'll be like, almond milk, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, okay, do you want a hot or ice this time? Like, why do you know this? Like, also, thank you. I feel so appreciated. But also, that's bad because that means I come here a lot. So it's a win-lose situation. But referring back to what I was saying, you have to branch out. You have to branch out. And I do this with movies and shows too. I stick to like the same movies that I like watching. So a movie that I really want to watch again is 10 Things I Hate About You. And it's like, I'm like thinking of when to watch it this week. I'm like, should I watch it today? I don't know, tomorrow. Is tomorrow a good day? And I'm like, no, probably today or Friday. Like, why am I like, no, like instead of watching a new movie, I want to stick to the one I already know. So that's what I mean by catching up on shows and movies. Like write a list. See, I love lists, as you can tell, but make a list of movies that you want to watch and just watch them. Do a movie-thon. If you don't want to do a read-a-thon because you think it's boring, which it's not boring, but whatever, do a movie-thon. Do it with friends. Do it by yourself. Do it with family. I would probably do it with my sister, to be honest. Which, talking about my sister, she helped me because she added something on the list, but she told me that I should add doing a puzzle, okay? So we have a story with this, and basically me and my sister started building a puzzle, okay? I'm pretty sure it was during quarantine, but me and her had like, we bought a puzzle and me and her would work on it, okay? So it was our puzzle, like in 1,000-piece our puzzle, okay? We would always work on it. And once we finished that puzzle, she got another puzzle, or like we supposedly got another puzzle, but she just made it on her own. Like, she like hated when people would like grab it. She would be like, that's my puzzle, don't touch it. So basically she is the puzzle builder in our family, if you will, okay? Out of anyone, like I think she's built like 4,000-piece puzzles. Like, they're not easy, okay? And when she locks in, she finishes them in like 2 or 3 days, I think. Maybe a week, if I'm exaggerating, maybe a week. But yeah, and I got inspired. I got re-inspired because you know what? I also like building puzzles. I just don't build them like that, okay? I just don't do it like that. Like her. She's just impressive like that. I don't build puzzles that fast. So for one of my New Year's resolutions, because I made them this year, was to like build a puzzle. And it was also my vision board, which means that I started building a puzzle, an 1,000-piece puzzle, in January, okay? And I barely finished it. Like probably like 2 or 3 days ago. Like I finished it like in maybe like mid-February. It took me a month and a half. To be fair though, I didn't focus on it a lot. I kind of neglected my puzzle, but it got me annoyed because it was like on, like my room's already small and then the puzzle was just taking up basically my whole room. So that's basically the main reason why I wanted to build it like sooner rather than later. But it's really pretty. It's like a Monet, like the lily like painting. It's one of those puzzles. It's really pretty. But yeah, I would say build a puzzle during spring break. Build a 1,000-piece puzzle and see if you can finish it in a week, just like my sister. So yeah, that's her little input into the list. I'll give her the credit. Anyway, going back to everything that I was saying, the next thing that I have on the list for spring break is to reorganize your closet. And I know it sounds boring. And you know what? I always do this. I get like an inspired, like I get inspiration at like in the middle of nowhere of like, I'm gonna clean my whole room, like a deep clean. Like I'm gonna go like through the crevices of my room and like start like looking through over like my paperwork and old like schoolwork and all of like my books, and like I just do a, like a deep dive of cleaning my room. And then halfway through I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore, but everything's already messy, so now I have to clean it. So I would, to separate it, I would also clean your, you know, do a deep clean of your room. But I would highlight reorganizing your closet, just because there's so much clothes that we don't use anymore. Either because they don't fit anymore, or you just don't like them, or the material is uncomfortable. Whatever the reason, okay? You don't wear the clothes anymore. You don't wear everything in your closet. And if you do, then I'm really jealous of you, because I know I don't. So, I would reorganize your closet, okay? Actually keep the things that you do wear. And the things that you know you don't wear, you're never going to wear ever again. Put them in the bag, and if they're good, you know, obviously not with holes or like all stained, if they're good, then I would donate them. Okay, donate them. That's what, well, that's honestly what we always do. Like in my house, we would always like donate our toys or donate like clothes that we didn't use anymore, or we would like keep them and like give them to people that we know, that we know like would probably like actually use them. Like, my sister recently, she's 9, and I guess she got inspired of that. It's my other sister, by the way, not the one that builds puzzles. But my youngest sister, she's 9, and she got inspired that she didn't want her Barbie dollhouse anymore. Which, by the way, I loved that dollhouse. Like, I helped her build it, and I kind of wanted to play with it. But, like, I don't play Barbies with Barbies anymore. So then I was kind of like, I just like setting it up. She didn't want it anymore, and we ended up giving it away to like this like family that works with my mom, so like we know they'll get good use of it. But yeah, I'll reorganize my closet. Oh, when you reorganize your closet as well, something that I would do is, because summer is hopefully coming soon, I would start putting like my summer clothes more toward the front, and then like my clothes, like, you know, like doing that switch and like starting to put jackets away, which honestly during, I don't think that's gonna happen because it's already really cold, but you know what, you could do that, you could do that too. Anyway, moving on, I also put to hang out with friends and family, which I think is an obvious one, but you know what, just you can, you never know, you can also do that. But something that I do think that would be really fun if you do hang out with your family and friends is to buy, you don't have to buy it, honestly, but if you do, you can go to the store and, like, with your family, your friends, whatever, go to the store with them, and then you all choose a new board game, like, just one, like, obviously not individually. I mean, you could also each pick one, but that just sounds like a lot of money. But you can pick a new board game that you all want to play, and then just start, like, go home and, like, start playing it. I think that'd be really fun. Unless you already have a bunch of board games, or like you already have a fun game that you want to play, then just play that. But yeah, I think that'd be really fun. Something really good to do during spring break. The next thing I would do is to start a new hobby. So what I mean by this is basically I would either, like, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think. A new hobby that I wanted to start is either like crocheting or knitting, or like sewing, but like beautiful patterns, like into, like, I don't know, like when, well, I don't know if your grandma did this, but my grandma was always like, she would like get like pillows and then she would sew like patterns into them, if that makes any sense. I always thought that was really pretty, so I've always wanted to start that, and I've never started. So yeah, that's what I mean by starting a new hobby. I would also start, I've started this hobby, but I've never been consistent with it, and I also suck at it. So I just do it for fun. So I don't like telling people that I like doing this. But I like painting, but like with like watercolors. Like, yeah, I have like a mini like watercolor set. So like the mini paper, and then like a mini like to-go watercolor set that you can just like use. I love using it. I mean, I suck at it, and then I have like I use like a specific black pen, okay? I don't know what it is about this specific black pen, but it is my favorite. I love the way it writes, I write the way it feels, I like the way it looks, okay? I think I'm lying, but I think it's called like the V7 Pilot Pen. It's like a V, no, I'm pretty sure it's a V7. I'll double check with you guys, but I like using that pen. I mean, I take notes with that pen. I love that pen. But what I like doing is I like going somewhere, so like outside, and then I like paint like whatever like the scenery is, which also looks horrible because I'm not an artist. I'm actually not good at like painting or drawing at all, but it's really fun to do. So that's what I would do. So yeah, start a new hobby. I mean, it kind of goes along, but I mean, also doing like crafts, like DIYs. Oh my god, like in YouTube they used to put those like do it yourself videos. Yeah, I would do some. They're fun. Actually, you know what I would do? I would get like a craft that I, well, not a craft, but like a DIY that I would do as a, like a little kid. Which I don't know why we all did this. I don't know if you did this, but I would grab the EOS lip balms. And I would like use it, okay? I know people like would scrape it out. No, I would use the EOS lip balm, but like the round one, like the ball, like egg shaped thing. I would use it, and once it was done, like gone, okay? Then I would wash it, clean it, and I would put like chocolate, like melted chocolate into it and freeze it. And then I would eat it, like once it like was frozen. I don't know why I did that, but yeah. Anyway, moving on from that. Something else I would like to do is I would try a new recipe, either like baking or cooking. I mean, it's a nice skill to have, and also like yummy food. Yes, so I would try that. I would look for new music, which I mean it kind of goes along with like looking for new movies. But yeah, I would look for new music, try to see if I can find any new artists. Because, you know what, if you want to recommend artists for me to listen to, then please do so. Because I'm kind of tired of listening to the same artists that I already do. And I want to try something new. So, yeah, I would try looking for new music. We're getting, like, really close to the end of the list, guys. There's only, like, three more. But I would do a phone detox. Which, like, basically means not using your phone for, like, a whole day. Like, not at all. Like, if you're able to do that, like no social media, okay, no YouTube, no Netflix, like nothing. Well, I mean, that's not gonna, I mean, no electronics then. We would do a no electronics day. Yeah, just you and your mind, okay? Just you and yourself. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I mean, I think that'd be a good challenge. I kind of want to do it now. It's like a challenge. Just like, I'm not gonna use my phone for a whole day. Like, what would you even, like, imagine you have to go to school and you don't have your phone. That'd be so weird. Anyway, yeah, I would not use my phone for a whole day. The next thing I have is to go to museums. So I added this because I've never been to the Science Museum in Chicago, like the Science and Industry. I've never been. Sorry, I'm like coughing, but yeah, I've never been there. And I've always wanted to go. So hopefully, maybe during spring break, I will make an effort to go. But yeah, I would go to museums. Because there's also free days. Like, Chicago Pulse, like, if you live in Chicago, like, if you're going to be here in Chicago during spring break, there's free days when you can go to museums. Like, for the art museum, I know definitely, and then I think the aquarium too, and the science and industry museum. And I'm pretty sure also, like, the history one, which I think is called a field museum. I might be lag though. But yeah. I'm pretty sure those were half-free days, so I would probably look into that. See if you can go for free, because the tickets are expensive. Expensive. Anyway, the last thing I have is to take yourself on a date. So, what I mean by this, I mean, it's pretty, like, self-explanatory, but just kind of going out by yourself, doing things that you want to do. Just a really, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be relaxing, but when I do, like, when I take myself on a date, I like to do, like, a relaxing little date. Just me, just kind of, like, being calm, maybe going to, like, a restaurant, going to a bookstore. Yeah. So, yeah. That's what I would do. I would take myself on a date. So, anyway, that's the end of my list. I feel like it wasn't a lot. Like, I feel like it wasn't as much as I thought it was. And then I started talking about every single point, and I was like, wow, like, this is actually, like, a lot. And I'll see if I do all of these. Well, I'm not gonna go on a trip, so we're not doing that one. But let's see how many I can do. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope this was helpful. I hope you have good ideas. If you have more ideas, just let me know, and we can add it to the list. Yeah, if you have any story ideas, any pictures, any tips, any recommendations, if you want to work for the newspaper, let me know. Just get in contact with me. Yeah, if you want to be a guest in the podcast, or if you have a topic that you really want to hear me talk about, then also let me know. I would love that. I would love both. I would love if either A, you came here to talk about the topic you want to talk about with me, or you just pitched the idea. But, you know, it'd be really nice to, like, talk to someone. So, yeah, let me know. Yeah, I'll see you guys next time, and have a good spring break. Bye!